on being the 20th person to read from new work in the middle of a week-long writing workshop. A multi-genre reading with more than, say, five people is an example of how relative time can be to the observer. Time dilation only goes one way, as Albert Einstein and Hendrik Lorentz make clear in their papers. Therefore, 3 minutes can sometimes feel like 20, but never does 3 minutes become anything less than 3 full minutes. In terms of nerves, the 20 presenters should fall on a broad distribution. Some may drink a glass of wine in their dorm rooms to calm themselves on their presentation night, but because they are drinking alone and the dorm rooms are universally depressing, perhaps they will drink 2 glasses or even 3, rationalizing that a glass of wine these days is relative to the size of the glass, and they are drinking out of an old paper coffee cup, and that makes them sad. Others may wish they had something stronger that won't make them smell of cocktail parties. Vodka. Xanax. They may find themselves spending inordinate amounts of time wishing they had some. Many presenters on the distribution of 20 will be incapable of listening with intention to any of the readings that precede theirs. Instead, these presenters will be overly concerned about the material they will read, even though they are holding their poetry or story or essay on real paper, double-spaced, in an oversized font, decorated with highlighter. They may also be disturbed by temperature fluctuations in their extremities, issues with saliva levels in the mouth, questionable happenings in their GI tract. Those who took Xanax or consumed alcohol may second-guess their earlier decision, a decision that seemed so reasonable a few hours ago. Instead of listening with intention to the readers preceding them, they could be correlating their physical symptoms, increased perspiration, for example, as side effects of self-medicating with alcohol or Xanax. Very few readers are delusional, but they do exist. In fact, one stands before you now, an outlier on the distribution. We rare delusional readers believe that perhaps this specific event will be magical. Our voice, our cadence, our brilliance on the page will be so memorable that perhaps a member of the audience will text their great uncle, who is perhaps Garrison Keillor. Garrison Keillor, who is 72 years old, is probably considering retirement and worried about the future of A Prairie Home Companion. Perhaps the audience member will text Garrison Keillor and tell him that he should not worry. This 20th reader at the Kenyon Review Writers' Workshop has it all buttoned up.